I'm here in Bays, Brachas, and what I discuss is Machlekes Shemar Reshem Rechai in terms of what's the crack at Hagen in terms of person working and learning. So Mar brings down. Shemar says, Loyim Shevet HaMipicha, Yochadon Kiksavam, we always have to learn, Talmam Vesavtik Dinech, Hanegim Minayeg Derech Eretz. A person has to be Hanegim Minayeg Derech Eretz, and a person has to make sure that a person works. Rashbi says, A person is going to end up working. He says, Tayyar Matahela. What's going to be with Limana Tayyarah? Habizman, she says, Isusan Shamakam Nasas the Echerim. He says that to Madrigas. Habizman Kaiso does with Sanish Echerim, Lachanak the Echerim. Mashenkin, when they're not Isusan Shamakam, then they have to do their own work. Wasn't work for Ice. Habrasaka Shamal was Sibyadam. A lot of people did like Rishamal and they Matsliach. They worked. Kesher Mechoy v'Lotz B'Yadam. A lot of people do like Rishpi and Le'al S'B'Yadam. So this is a very exciting thing of Machlekes, and we have to explain what the exciting Machlekes is, and also I guess we'll get to how it's relevant to us, Bizman HaZeh. So what's the Shittas again? Rishmol says a person has to work, state in the Torah, V'Tzav D'Ganecha, Hanik Ben Minug Derech Eretz. What does it mean, Hanik Ben Derech Eretz? What's the Pshat? It's like Rashi, why do you have to work? So Pshat, what do you say? Why do you have to work? What does Baal say?
Pay the bills, pay your family,
maybe gave him more machshavadik, like work is whatever. Shedim actually tavi l'day tzarech abrius. If you need people, what's the problem? Not that you're being fast with a staka. Not that that's not the way to live. Seifi livata b'divei tera. Strategic way. That if you don't have, income, if you don't have money, you're not going to learn. So if you don't work, so you're not going to have money, you don't have money, things aren't going to be going well, you're not going to learn. Like Mar Bavitsian and Chas brings down, Meriva is Motu Tech Beisai because of Felton Paranasa. So Bavitsia definitely Chas. All the Bachram, there's one of the favorite Gemaras when they're going out, right? But Meriva is Motu Tech Beisai when there's Felton Paranasa. So if you're not going to work, you're not going to have money, and then it's just not going to work, and it's suffered a bit of the Torah. And that's the Yisrael. But it's not, it's not like there's some altruistic idea of work is like a halakha thing and being a doctor, whatever it is, because the words are safe and different. That's what Zosh Tate and Rashi, that's the Yisrael Adam. It's a strategic way, what's the best way you can learn? So Yishmael says, the Gemara is telling you, you have to work. Like Gemara says in Avis, Yafatam Tar Dacheretz, the two of them go together. And turn to hearts goes together. Rishan Lunz means working. Shneim gives a person out of trouble. That's Shneim Rishan Shmuel. The Miri says the Lashon is very funny. Hanag behem minig derech eretz. Like what? Who's his words mean exactly? He should be noig behem minig derech eretz. Like it's just a funny, interesting way of saying how a person is supposed to be working. So the Miri says the Lashon Hanag behem minig derech eretz means that it should be like a minig. It shouldn't be like it's like this is your focus, this is your kriyas, this is your main thing. And if other person has to work to support his family, that's not his kriyas, it's not his focus in this world. And just like that's the lashon. The Nefesh HaChayim says that the pshat Hanig ben Minigdarech Eretz means like this. He says that avada is not sign in the world, a person can be about the Torah. Nevas, what's Yishmael saying? That just because somebody's a shoemaker, okay, but why even a shoemaker? When you're pounding on the shoes, what should we be thinking about that? Because Mishnah is that to be learning. And about that, why you're working, a person has to learn. That was never the discussion. Everybody has to learn. Yishmael said, okay, you also have to work. So why are you working? Okay, so you work, unless you have to be learning. Hanag ben Minderach means, Hanag ben Minderach means, while you're learning, you should also work. That's what it means. Hanag ben Minderach means, when a person's learning, he also should do some type of work. But that doesn't mean a person's working, also they get so involved in his work that he can't be learning. And about the b'shas, the working, about the hanag, nefesh chayim. Hanag ben min derech eretz is about the means that a person has to go ahead and while he's learning, so he works a little, and that's b'shat in Reish Shmuel. Comes along Reish Shmuel, he says, if you do that, ter mateela, what's going to be with the mate, we know what's going to be ter mateela. Alamai, there's a concept of a person just learning. So fart, that's not a good learning. It's not the same learning. The learning of just sitting like, shh. I'm learning, I'm being a shoemaker while I'm pounding, like, But void, something's not possible. You're doing open heart surgery. I hope you know nothing about the Rajma. But
choose the
pronouncer. Okay, fine. Al Kapanim, he says fart, that's a Torah Matehele. Now, Now, one second. So now, Machlokes is Shmuel and Rav Shimon. So Shmuel is saying it works, and Rav Shimon says the person should be doing. So there's a Sois like a Shail and the Rishonim and Achronim. Who's saying, do they? We know this thing called Shevet Levi, right? Anybody who's been in Yeshiva probably heard the Rambam Shevet Levi about. You probably know by heart by now that a person has a Shevet Levi is always willing to tell you, or anybody wants to tap into Shevet Levi has a right to be Shevet Levi. So the question is, where does that fit into this whole Rishon B'Chalei discussion? And also the Shaila is, who's arguing on who? And who's saying what? So the four Mahalchim, hope it doesn't get too confusing in terms of what the Zakim Mechayis Shmuel Rishon B'Chalei is, and then we'll see, you know, what the Halacha HaMaisa is. So Mahalach number one, we'll go with the Mahalach of the Brisker Rav. He brings down that the Maisa state is something called Shevet Levi, and it's something called Shevet Levi. So we know that there's a concept that somebody has a right to learn. So Elamai, what's the Mechlekes over here? So he's saying like this. Hashem Mechayot, person has to learn. So, nothing to discuss. Chiv, Talmud Torah, Torah and there's no other option. Rav Shmuel holds that, no, Shteit in the Gemara, Asafta Ben Hanigman Dech Eretz. You know, you might think, Zizloi Moshe Tami Picha, a person always has to learn. It's like the Gemara, no. But Sadat Degenech, there's a heter for one to go ahead and work. Avada Rav Shmuel's masking to the concept that there is something called Shevet Levi. And you could tap in and you could totally learn if you want. He's just saying a person has a right to go ahead and work. And there's a Shmuel saying a person has to learn. And Rav Shmuel saying a person has a right to go ahead has to go ahead and work. You have to do the Levi. He's masking that there is a concept of Shevet Levi. A person wants to do the Shevet Levi, he could do it. There is such a concept. He's just saying a person has a chaylus to go ahead and work. Why? How does he prove that? He says there's a little bit of a steer. The Gemara Menachas Sadek Test brings down that the Gemara is a shiloh whether a person is allowed to learn Chacham Yivandus or not. So the Gemara brings down that Rav Shmuel writes over there that you don't do Chacham Yivandus when it's lo yom v'lay laila. Since you have to learn, this is the language every time you picha, a person has to learn. So you only can do Chacham Yivandus when it's not night and day. That's shit to Rav Shmuel over there. So, and the Gemara later on brings down, not Chacham Yivandus, the Gemara brings down the Rashbi over there says that, no, sorry. Okay, let's put it aside a second. I'll come back in a second. Okay, so the Brisker Rav learning that the Yisrael Dav is that Rav Shmuel is saying Chiyav and Rav Shmuel is saying that a person has a Heter. Tais the Rush, one second, Tais the Rush is the opposite. Tais the Rush is the opposite. He learns the Fakat. That Rav Shmuel is saying that there's a Chiyav to work and a person is supposed to be working. Mashiach Shmuel Chai is saying that no. If you can say today, I don't want everyone else to work. What's going to be with the Terima Tehela? What's going to be? And Ken Design Zazach. Alamai, a person has a right to also go out and learn. How does he prove that? Because Hashem Rechoi, in the Menachas Tzadik Tess, he writes over there that Mekayim Talmud Torah Loyomish, the Kriyish Mashachas Ba'az Bovad. So I tell you, so I steer. Here he's saying, a person has to learn, Terima Tehela. There he says, Mekayim Talmud Torah with Kriyish Mashachas Ba'az Bovad. You have the morning and the night, and you go, it's, how do two things go together? Elamai is like this Rosh that he's not saying over here there's a chiyah. He's saying you have a right to go out and learn. The minimum of Talmud Torah, you came, Kishma Shachas Raz Bavad. You have a right, and you chaylus if you want, Torah Matela, and tap into Shevet Levi, and a person has a right to go ahead and learn. So this is two opposite ways how to understand it. What do you say? You have to work. The correct thing is Safta Ganacha. Torah said you have a chiyah to go ahead and work. Zishtim Rishmol. Shmuel Chai says, "Then you can't do it. But Tarmatela, you have a right to go ahead and learn. You have a right to be Shevet Levi. You have a right to do that. Avada, you don't have to do that because Gemara says Mekayim technically Kriyas Shema Shachas Ba'al Zavad. A person has the right to go ahead and do it. The Goyin in Peya says a lashon. Possibly there's been another Chalikus. He says that a person that has a Chiyuv Tarmatela all the time, Nervas, a person has a Mitzvah Iveris, or a person has Derech Eretz, which also is a Mitzvah Iveris." That person could go out and work. Person doesn't have to do it. There's a mavatan Talmud Torah for any mitzvah. So what's called mitzvah? It could be, you know, you have to do chesed, you have to do tzedakah, whatever it is, you have to do some type of mitzvah. Then he says also, derech eretz, which is also a mitzvah, he writes. The working is also a mitzvah. So, it sounds like over there he's saying the yisoyda heter that a person has a right to work is because that also is considered a mitzvah. What? What do you say?
What is the mitzvah?
Well, in the car, we do find also in Reish Mem Ches, what?
What is the mitzvah?
Yeah, we do find some Reish Memches also is brought down about a person traveling through close to Shabbos. You're not traveling close to Shabbos, you're going to Bar Mitzvah, maybe it's going to Mutter, and the Rabbi Tam says also could be working as a Din of a Mitzvah. So therefore, the Yisur Dov Reish Mole is that Vasavda the Ganecha, that the word is that being that it's a Mitzvah Iveres, therefore you have to go out and work. The Fiza, what does the Shemir Yichai hold? It's a Reish Takatayin, right? Normally, about the for mitzvah. So, what is he all? So, you could say he does all the mitzvah. You could say like that. Or you could say the pshat is that maybe technically it would be a mitzvah, but there's a cloud when it comes to the very basic thing. There's a cloud when it comes to Batman Talmud Torah for other mitzvahs. The Rambam says, Lashem Yachzal Talmud. The Rambam writes, so when you Batman Talmud Torah to do other mitzvahs, it has to be, but tonight the Yachzal Talmud. The person does the mitzvah and goes back to the basic medicine. You have to go back and learn. The way Chanan learns another is that Pshat is that Batim Tam Torah is the biggest mitzvah. Nervas. If you only learn, you never do any other mitzvahs. So by the way, we give a dispensation. A person also, you have to also do the mitzvahs. But it's going to take away from Talmud Torah. Then about the Tam Torah beats the other mitzvahs. So you have to go to Leviathan. Spend a half hour at Leviathan. Fine, not taking out of your Talmud Torah. Maybe that couple minutes doesn't take a person Gamri out of his steiging, out of his Aliyah and Rachnias. So then, in the Chanami, then there is no hetet to the Talmud Torah in that situation. Our Berkowitz always says, what's together? And Gemara brings down, by Levaya, a person has to go to somebody who like learn. 600,000 people have to go to Levaya. So the fees are you have to go to every single Levaya. It'd be like 25 Levayas a day. So what's the say together? So he said the number is that a person will always go to Levaya, so take him out of his Yachzal Talmudai. And if you have to have some type of gather, which how close, how chashiv would you go to, which won't take you out of your overall shtaiking. Same thing going to chassan, all these things, going to brisim, going to simchas. In other words, it's chesed, that's what it is, right? It's Misach Hasan Kala, going to. But it has to be, but Tanya Yachzal Talmud. So if Rashi says over here, a Terma Tehela, Hazam Mitzvah is going to take you out of your learning, saying, because of the Var, and therefore you're not, therefore he holds that a person supposed to be learning. One last Mahalach, the Nefesh HaChayim, he learns the Machlekes says that everyone agrees that there's a concept of working, everyone agrees the concept of learning, right? Everyone agrees the concept of Levi, everyone agrees that there's a Nefesh HaChayim. Everyone agrees that there's a concept of working too, that both agree. The Machlekes just says, is, what's on a tzibur dekel level? What should most people be doing? Not everyone's cut out for learning. Das is bar. Not everyone should be working. That's clear. And the machlekes says on a tzibur dekel level, what should most people be doing? Do we say the correct anhaga for rav tzibur is a person should be working, nervas the chashuvim, they should go in and be learning, or no? The correct anhaga is that a person should be learning, and okay, there are some people who should be working. That's the machlekes over here. Fine. So how do we paskin? Did I lose Leilam or did I lose Leilam before? Should I just have Leilam quickly? Let's say four Leilam. The Rishchayim learns the Machlekes every week to each other. The Rishchayim is what, on a tzibidik level, what should most people be doing? The Mahalach of the Goyin is, do you say working is a mitzvah, therefore you have to work? Or you say, it could be it's a Zah mitzvah, it takes you out of your learning, so maybe an Echnami, Terimatele, therefore you're not supposed to go out and working. The Mahalach of Biskarov is, everyone agrees you're allowed to learn. The Machlekes is there hetet to work or not? And last Mahalach is Taisa Rosh. Everyone agrees you're allowed to work. The question is, are you allowed to go ahead and learn or not? So how do we paskin? The Gemara brings out, harbe people try to work and learn, and that was Vematzliach. And a lot of people try learning, v'loy also v'yodom. That's something which was not mutzlach. So here are state pashas in the Gemara, that what? You should not be in Kailo, right? One second. You should not be in Kailal. That's what it says. It says that you should not be in Kailal. The Gemara says, Abri also, they were Matzliach. And some people do like, and most people do like, and they were Matzliach. So, no, the question is, so, Ma Anu Soimchim for one to be in Kailal. So, there are different Mahalchim Tzamzai in terms of, what? Just stay tuned, okay. The different Mahalchim. What? One second. The different Mahalchim in terms of what does it mean this Harbi also, you know, what does it mean? And yeah. So Mashal says Harbi also just about he says that it means that about the Harbi, a lot of people can't do it. About the Echidim, Sheva Levi is something which does exist. So about the Harbi, maybe the problem is Harbi is a problem. One second, wait a second. Love Dafka. Harbi is, you know, it's through all the doors that people are learning. There's a Harbi is a problem, but Vada Yechidim is okay. Like the Biskrav said, Vada Shevet Levi is a Zahanhoga, and the problem over here is the harbit. The nefesh chaim, his malach is saying, everyone agrees there's some people should be working. The chura of the gemara is right people may be working, rather some people could go ahead and working. There's another malach they bring down that harbit also kit reshim beichoy. They only did it kit, like they did it with a more like chitzonius stick. They didn't have the primius. Avad reshim beichoy is madrega. Yeah, madrega. Avad is madrega. And a person has to be doing it in a proper oifen. And they only did it like in the chitzunistic oifen. They didn't do it like in, with all the pnimiyas and tapping into it exactly. And therefore, that's what it means. The harbi also ke. How about if you do it real on errands? How about this thing called Sheva Levi? They only did a ke. They didn't do it with all the pnimiyas hadavar. And therefore, v'loy also biyada. This is some sefer which says... that the din of a safdei genech is dafka in Eretz Yisrael, because as mitzvah Eretz Yisrael, it's a great sazach, and therefore working in Eretz Yisrael, planting the fields and making settlements and making shuvim and things like that. There was, you know, that's a great mitzvah. Therefore, dafka in Eretz Yisrael, we say that there's mashig in Chutz La'aretz lav dafka. You have the whole concept of a person has to go out and work, and therefore, you know, that also could be a heter. According to Venus, we think we're saying most people working worked out. Learning didn't work out. We are saying, what happened? What? What happened? Huh? Yeah. What do you say? He's saying the Iker Harbi also. Now that. What do you say? The whole part is, let's over the sugya over here. With all these pshatim, whether chiv to work, had to work, not to work, yeah, no, maybe so. Everyone agrees that in all the malachim, there's something called Shevet Levi. A person has the right to be on the Madriga with a munu bitachin and be samachal ibn shalom. And there is such a mida out there, number one. Number two is, the whole part is what you have to work is, not that there's a ulterior motive in working, is that, so if you love it, you no coming to Bittel Torah. A person just doesn't have parnasa, and what's going to be in Maia. Every person is getting supported, so anachnami. So a person gets supported, and anachnami, you know, the whole suga betzim is not so relevant because you have the money, so it isn't so for the debitor. I send him a ton of siyachia. So, you know, if they want to give, one of the Rishonim say, if they want to give it, there's no sin, it's only, especially when he feels it's chos, it's a good thing for them, and happy to do it, there is no sin, matan siyacha. So some bandy around the Rambam, the Rambam writes that Shemayin is chol Hashem for a person to take money from learning, and we find the Rishonim where my finest, you know, the Gemara we find, the hello work, this one, and a lot of happy work. There was, the Rambam was a doctor, right? It's good to be a doctor. And therefore, they say, as the Rambam, that should be a Siba, and so big Hashem, the Rambam writes, for one to take money for learning, and therefore that which we're doing also could be such tremendous Hashem. People take money for learning. You know, what's the pshat? Right, anyone familiar with the Rambam? No, the Rambam novice? Right, we have one over here. Rambam writes very stark that if you nend up the Torah, it's Chayim Misa, and he writes that for such tremendous Hashem, a person goes ahead and takes money for learning, a person should be working and learning. And he writes, it's called Sham the Rambam in office. So, Ramesh and Shiva writes two things. Number one, who said he passed like the Rambam? Aleph. And even if he passed like the Rambam, he writes, whoever is saying the Rambam is just Atzas Sahara, and there's no Shaykhis. He brings a camera around. Rambam said, the Rambam is in Dalad Lamed Zayin in Yerodea. Who?
Ramesh.
Yeah, Dalad Lamed Zayin. Yerodea Lamed Zayin. It's a nice long shuva over there. What? Pick base things. I don't remember. I'll look up after. In Rish Mem Hey, the Shach brings the Ramah brings it down, and the Shach has long riches about it. Say so. It's long riches over there. Anyhow, Ramah just says that he brings down the Rambam says you have to learn Kula. Rambam says you have to learn your whole life, and he says that was the Rambam was saying that a person should ask to, it's a Chil Hashem or a person should be fine with the other. It means if you're able to learn and be fine with the other, then maybe that'll be a good thing to do. You could learn Kol Torah Kula and you could work. Okay, then you're good to go. But if you're not able to do that, then Avada, that's not the Rambam meant. I'm saying there's a Milo to your friends to take out of Avada, there is a Milo. If a person is able to do both, and we carry both of them, then it's okay. This is Avada in this Dar, which it doesn't notice people being able to learn Kol Torah Kula and be on the Medrega to do that. Therefore, anybody who throws around the Rambam is Stam Atzi Seit Sahara and Shtiyot and Oshaychas. Well? Right, Ram himself.
Brother.
What? His brother. Right, his brother supported him. Oh, now he reminded me. I saw a meme from him to show about this. He writes, he brings rayas. I'll look it up again. He brings rayas that Peshat, when the Rambam was saying this, he's being supported by his brother. You know, when he wrote the Rambam Perush Mishnah with the dates and everything. What? And that's not when he's being supported. Elamai, it doesn't mean, he mean, what? Maybe Sachas Von is different, maybe. Sachas Von definitely is different. I'm saying that's a shifis, that's a partnership, that's a, you know, it's definitely different.
What constitutes
Sachas Von as a whole? What time is it now? I don't think I have time for now. What time is it?
47.
Not enough time for that. Next year on Monday, I'll be mamshik a little bit Yisachas Zvulun and more about this raid. You want to hear where? You want about maybe we'll go to Zayt, get a little tangent, give a, you know, a little entertainment for them, and then we'll whatever. But I just want to get to Yain. Let's get Zayt kind of here. What do you want to know next time? Yisachas Zvulun, what do you want to know about? We're becoming a doctor. What else? What other questions? What? Tell me what questions you want to know on Monday.
Working in America.
What do you say?
Working in America.
Anything else? Let me know, and then on Monday, I'll just, the first couple minutes, 10 minutes, we'll do that. Okay, I just want to get the yayin, fine. The Gemara brings down that, chutz min yayin. The yayin, all, everything make by priates, the yayin you make by priagafen. Why is yayin? Why is yayin? Yayin is shtani, luya, ishtani, bracha. Yayin is shtani, luya, ishtani, the bracha. And what's the shtani, luya? What's the pashapshai? What's the maila, shtani, luya? Pashapshai is that it's better, you change it for the better, you squeeze it from grapes to wine, therefore that's a maila, that's the tellus of grapes, that's its. What do you say?
Grapes are cheaper than wine.
Okay, that's good. Grapes cheaper than wine. Therefore, it's a Shtani Luyu, Shtani Lebracha, and therefore, there's going to be a Maya. But she was a little bothered by what exactly means Shtani Luyu. I want to see maybe the Shtani Luyu, maybe it's because wine is a Tzad Mizbeach to it. And Shaman also is a Tzad Mizbeach. But on the positive side of Shtani Luyu, means that it is something which is a mile in it, that it's. That's better. So Mara goes back and forth, going, what's the difference between Yain and Shemin, and what tries the Nusach Lebracha, and what tries Zayin and Sud. So the Gemara end up comes up with Sud. Then the Gemara says, is it true that Sud? The Gemara says, bread is Sud, Chamer is not Sud. The Gemara says, no. Chamer has 2 milas, it's Sud Mesameach, Meshenkein. Sorry, Yain is 2 milas, Sud Mesameach, Meshenkein. Bread only has 1 mila. So the Pashim Shad Maskan, if I ask you, what's the mila of wine? The Pashim Shad Gemara is, in the Cheshman Gemara saying, because it is Sud. I think Gemara is a Shad Lashon HaPasek. So the Gemara says, no, to get a Lashon HaPasek, we say it also is Mesameach. It's not the Peshat that Be'etzem, you need the Maila of Mesameach. All you need is the Maila of Sud. That's the Pashtus Asuga. Chen Shteyde Miri, Miri says, the Maila of Yain is Zon Vesoyed. The Rishonim asks, and the Chredim asks, what's going to be with Tamarim? Tamarim is. Says also the Gemara says it's Mishtaker and Chared also has those milas also. So you know why by tomorrow is gonna be any, why tomorrow is gonna be any different. So Marie Sada wants to say that Avada you need 2 things. You need Shtein Aluya, a Shinoi plus side. Zavada the Gemara didn't fall off from the Marsada of Shtani. The Gemara says Shaman also. Samara said, over here is Sud. Then we're saying, Ishtani plus Sud. I might still need both. Otherwise, if I cash on tomorrow. Tomorrow, Masho is Sud. Alamai, the Pshad is that you need 2 things. You need the fact that it's Ishtani plus Sud. That's the Rumi Sud. Rabbeinu Yoina, he brings down Lamaskan to everything. Sud, Mesameach. Tim Pshikah brings down Ishtani. And he brings down, you need everything. I, Lachoy, on the Gemara, it doesn't seem so much to be that that's the case. It's more than my other Sud. The chor you have to say the chat is that once we see there is a mile of simchas, maybe that's the mile of yain. Maybe the yain has all these miles, saw, sameach, you know, so maybe these are all the miles. So being that these are all the miles, so therefore you have to reckon with both miles, and therefore you need all of them in order to be it. What's the afkamina? Tremendous afkamina is like this. There's a whole discussion about grape juice. What's style of grape juice? The shaila grape juice is that, let's say in the olden days, we'll talk about it soon now, but nowadays, time permitting, that grape juice is, in the olden days where they made it was, is even that now it cannot ferment, it cannot turn into wine. Therefore, this grape juice is not something that has no alcohol content, and it's not besamech. So shaila is, do you need it or not? So Pashat the Gemara, what should be the halacha? No brainer. The Miri says, Zan, Zo, Sud, Lav Dafka, I don't know if Al-Kahant is a Sud, but I'm not sure. What? And you don't need any simcha. Rabbi Yoina and Mishra Brua go, and this is how Mishra Brua goes, he needs Sud and Mishameach. And different, there's a little shayla on the grape juice. The shayla is that being that it doesn't ferment, it can't turn into wine, the question is how we can look at grape juice, what's going to be the halacha. So Rav Yashiv Kiyadua, that Rav Yashiv had a big crusade against grape juice. He had grape juice, Slav Dafkes, by Pri Agafen, being that it doesn't have alcohol content. The Besetzer reason, Yaina Rufi is Shakal. So he learns that the question is, what exactly is that? So Rav Yashiv is going with the Shita, besides anything which cannot ferment, cannot turn into wine, doesn't have alcohol content, that loses its chashivus in wine, therefore it's going to be Shakal. Therefore, Rav Yashiv held the Derech Klal that this thing, that this wine, has decided to say that's going to be shakal, and therefore he says you can't make kiddush on it. He goes, "What do you do if you buy your in-laws?" He's like, "I try to work all eitzes, maybe make kiddush on the bread and mother it. You know, if you want to make wine, make kiddush on bread. Yain doesn't put the shamashkin, and you're like maybe 20 halach. All the halachas and during a suda, you want to make a bracha on it. All the milas of wine it doesn't have, and he holds that's not considered a shame. The other paiskim disagree for different reasons. The opinion of the Sheva Levi and Test Nunchas, we had the Ramar Makam in the sheets, sorry about that. He just says that as Nunchas, Sheva Levi, Test Nunchas. Just change it for next time. The opinion of the Sheva Levi is he says that which something has to be stacker. He has a Meiri, which says that's only did in Roy Nasachagam Mizbeach. That's not going by the Bracha Kiddush. That was the Gemara says that's really not safe. That's a Zaydik Adin, just more Baba Basadik, Benigeya, not Benigeya the Bracha wine, not Benigeya Kiddush, is to copy the Din, to be royal. And that's a Gamizbeyach, is something which is Roy, then that's something which is Mishtaker. But something which, for Kiddush, Bracha, he says there's no such thing, and it's a Minyayin, and therefore it's going to be Roy Bragafen. Mikha Shlema, and Chelik Aleph, Simon Dali, yeah, it's a different Svara, that he squeezed it out, it's ready to be wine. Then afterwards, they cooked it, or they put chemicals into it, now it's not ready to be wine, to ferment. But being b'shas, when you squeezed it, was chal in the shem yayin, so therefore that doesn't change. It's chal already in the shem yayin, and already is brachas by pregafen. The fact that now I can't ferment, that's not going to change anything. The only time we say shakal, if there never was chal on it, that was ready to ferment, so then we say that's going to be shakal. But once it was chal in shem yayin, the fact that afterwards you put something now in, that doesn't change it, it's like the Shemazam, that still is going to be Boy Pri Agafen. The Mechitz Yitzchak and Tshuva, he just says the Raya from the Yaina Rufi is not a Raya. The Yaina Rufi is talking about something where they made it, the two stages over there. First, they can't ferment, and then they cook it, and they change it, and make like a paste, and more like ices. So he writes that about the grape juice, which they just maybe can't ferment, that still stays Agafen. So only if you do... If you make it that it can't ferment, and also you do a shiri to it, like you make it into some other paste or something over that, so he learns over there, then it's Isa Goffin. I was thinking, if you don't do that, then it will stay, yes, by Priya Goffin.
Is that pure grape juice squeeze onion processes Isa
Goffin? Yeah, why not? What I say? If it's a min, which could, at least wine, when you squeeze it also right away, it's not an alcohol content. It takes time. Before it ferments. So even if it's a min, which could get to it, then it's pushed by break-up. It's only
been.
Yes. Rayash is only saying in a situation where you made it ice, so then it would have it. But if it's a zap, kipshuta, if it's something which, kipshuta. Yeah, I'm Nagisa, kipshuta. Now the Metzias says this is always a big hack. What's meant to wine? Metzias is mine is that it's irrelevant because the grape juice is right to be fermented.
Afterwards,
after it's grape juice. Yes, I understand that they make it in a way that technically, if you leave it around and change it and whatever, it is technically right. They don't, you know, it's the process which the air brought down over here that. It says right when you squeeze it's right. So most of them don't put in chumrim in the mitzvah of them. They just cook it, and if you take it, leave it, it would turn into wine. So I don't know all the different types. I'm not.
Ask Kedem?
What do you say? Yeah, I didn't know what. Oh, can you call your uncle and get a...
He asked in Australia, so he spoke to three different brothers.
Yeah.
And each said different... Someone said that they didn't... Probably Yasha was, but they mixed water.
That also, right. Right. Right.
They said depending on the season, they mix in water sometimes.
They still do his manners, eh? You
can
call him and ask him. Just ask him an updated version of huh? Maybe. So you can ask your uncle about get updated version where things are holding that. Okay, anyhow, Vinegar is not like Rabbi Yashin. Vinegar is a super prayer. Goffin, all these different svaras, whether it's Chalbetz, Shanyayin, or because it's a min, or whatever. In the Bishmanesh of Rabbi Yashin, you have to know Bismanazah, whether most of them, whether do they add water Bismanazah. And Rivim don't add water, as water is ready to ferment, and therefore still would be Poibri Hagaf. And the Chari brings down the Sif Aleph, the Negea, Yain Mavushal, or the Yain which is cooked. Yeah, Rivim brings down in Sif Aleph. I guess before that. That we have time for. Okay, the Ram is machlok by Yain Mavushal. Well, Yain Mavushal, you make boy pira gafel now. What's the shaila? Tais Mabatz the Sagzayim brings down. The Milo wine was a shtani, a shtani miyusa. So the shaila is when you cook the wine, could be it makes it worse. Could be now it makes it worse by cooking it. It lost its Milo shtani miyusa, and it's a grusa in the wine. So if maybe now in that case a person wouldn't make boy pira gafel. So Tais brings down machlok zvishayin and whether. You make Baipur Agafe, don't make Baipur Agafe. It's interesting. The Prima Gadim wants to say the Machloikis, the two Shittas are, is that if the Milo wine is Sodom and Sameach, Avush is still Sodom and Sameach, still living in Sodom and Sameach, he says, if the Milo wine is, it says he's Medayik and Rashi. Rashi says that the Milo wine is Mitoy Chashivusi, that's Chashiv. So he wants to say, so he wants to say to Rashi, is what's the Chashiv as a wine? Why is it Chashiv?
Does a lot, as opposed
so
to
he says no. So he wants to know what chashev is because you changed it and you made it more and you made a chashev. You stand aliyah, you made a chashev.
So like the,
you change it and you made it into chashev food. Therefore, he says I do a ma'isa to make it less chashev. I cooked it, so I did a shinui to make it less chashev. Now to cook it, so maybe it's go ahead and lose his bracha. And if you're going right, so the ma'isa, the rav says the chashev is that what? It's sodom samech. Not like he's learning. If the Milo Sodom is Samech about it, he wants the Mechalikis to make a Gafan and Ayin. If it's Sodom is Samech, yeah? If it's Chashivas, maybe he lost his level of Chashivas. He says, but he just points out that he personally is learning not like the Rav. The Rav says it's Chashiv, and it's Sod and Misamech. Sod and Misamech.
So
you need a Shtani Lamalisa
also.
Right, Dain Lamalisa.
Mishra doesn't need a Shtani Lamalisa. Mishra will be more colorful.
We pass in the Maisi Yamavushal, the Maisi, the person who would make a Gafen. We pass in, like, there's a shame that the Maisi would make a Gafen. There's one or two things in the Gemara. The Gemara mentions about. In terms of wine, the Gemara says, Chamra is Sud. What time is it now? 12 o'clock. Yeah, the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says that Tuva is Gara and Porta is Sud. When we drink wine, a little bit is gara and a little bit is sud. Zaktayz mekam mashal aser. This is yain er pesach min mechala ma'ila. You cannot drink wine er pesach min ma'ila because you have to go in the oven. Ben roitz listayz harbeit the two megara. If you want to drink, you have to drink a lot because a lot is megagara. A little bit is sud if you can drink er pesach, but a lot be able to drink is megagara. The problem is the Torah brings down Rishayim, which says that which is not mechalik, and they say that even a person has. Even a person has a little bit, lemaisa, it doesn't make a difference. Bema ben harbe is going to be mutan. L'choyer, it's connected to the Gemara. The Gemara says that tuva is garb, but porta sud. So if you have a porta, l'choyer should be a problem. So basically, this is a plan in the Gemara, different types in the Gemara. Taisa is learning that tuva and garb means a little or a lot. Basically, it says tuva or garb means that whatever amount you drink, it's garb a lot, but sud a little bit. It fills you up a little bit, but it makes you very, but it's gar more. Therefore, whatever amount you have, Zakta Beisesef, it's going to be mutter, and that's how he touches up the Gemara. Fine, I could stop, you have to go.